Sanjeet, if you are listening to this, if I say something wrong or something stupid about South Indian movies, please forgive me. And also, if I say something wrong about Ajit, don't try to kill me by destroying your earphone. Just putting it out there.
I will put this in the episode regardless of whatever is happening. But should we start?
Ready.
हमारे पास अभी सिर्फ एक ही क्लू है वो छह लड़कियां यही लड़की है कुछ रोमांटिक करोगे मुझे इंप्रेस करने के लिए हार जाओगे
हार तुम्हें पहले गया था
ये बाल असली के अपने हेड है क्या
दे वांटेड टू मेक अ क्लियर स्टेटमेंट
ओके Hello. Welcome to today's podcast. Welcome to our episode of the biggest opening of Shah Rukh Khan's career now, I think.
Yeah.
In Hindi cinema.
In Hindi cinema. Shah Rukh Khan's opening or what else has he done outside of Hindi?
Oh.
No, right?
No. Biggest Hindi.
Biggest Hindi release anyway.
Anywhere, okay, fine, okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, it's like 129.8 crores, right? You know,
129.8
yeah. 150 crores worldwide day one, and the second day's figures have just come in. It's around 58 crores in India.
Wow.
From what I've seen.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean,
record break kar raha
hai. Yeah, so that's what's happening, and that is why we are doing this episode, guys. Why are we doing this episode? We are doing this episode to get more streams.
SRK is trying to start his own campaign.
Yeah.
We are with him at this point.
No. We are doing this episode because Sanjeet and Amartya planned it.
Yes.
It was because they have seen all the Atli films before this.
Yes, and we are very much Atli quote unquote fans. By quote unquote,
yes.
I mean we are not fans.
Yes. because I had to be here because Sanjeet is ill, unfortunately. We needed other experts also to join because I am not adept at covering this topic. Because this is my first Atli film and I am a Shah Rukh Khan fan.
You have saved yourself from a lifetime of trouble.
Okay, auspicious beginning for this episode, I suppose. But we have a very, we have Amartya. I'm saying it disparagingly and Aryan because they are our regular collaborators.
Yeah, yeah, me and Aryan are like, yeah, you people are like down of our routines.
No, fun. These guys are usuals. We all, you guys have had special introductions, no? So I'm not specially introducing you. But we have a special guest today who's an expert of sorts in South cinema and especially I think Atli cinema, which he wrote about recently on Red Sparrow about his filmmaking style and what all he's done. This is Adityan. Can you please introduce yourself, Adityan? Whatever you want to say about how did you get into cinema? Everything.
Hi, hello, vanakkam, namaste, namaskar. So I'm Aditya. I'm curious Adityan. This is my Instagram handle. So I just love cinema from my childhood itself because of my dad. So I'm pretty much accustomed with masala films because I'm a Tamil guy. So I'm pretty much accustomed with the masala films. So I'm pretty much a masala cinema connoisseur, to say the least.
Yeah.
And That's it for now, I guess.
Okay, perfect. So I think before even getting into our discussion about Jawan, we'll probably first get into just state of Hindi cinema, I guess, first. And then we can go into, Atli and South Indian cinema a little bit. And then we'll go into the film itself, because I think it's important to discuss all these factors, because I think a lot of people and the responses that are coming, good and bad, are predicated a lot on how they are experienced with each industry and how they are like looking at the film through different lenses, right? So Bollywood guys, first you are up. What is the news about Bollywood?
You can recently look at the winners of National Film Award. That should be enough for anyone.
We are going there.
Won?
We are going there. Kya?
The Kashmir Files won.
The what Kashmir did it win? Files for unity, for, right?
Yeah, for integration.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Apart from some other.
Talia.
No, no. What do you mean? What is the best film? What did I remember it sort of, but I'm not like sure. Film
best
and...
film from what I remember, it was given to Sardarudan, right?
Yeah, Sardarudan.
Oh wow, yeah. That's good. No.
Yeah, they have to balance it. Right?
Best film was Rocketry, right?
Yeah.
For national level.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rocketry, yes.
Rocketry,
yeah,
Rocketry.
I mean,
Sardarudham was a Hindi film, I think. Yeah, best yeah. Hindi Rocketry, film, right. Maybe Sardarudham. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Rocketry, that is the state? Is that it?
Rocketry, Hindi I could industry? Not... Listen, Rocketry, I could not finish. I think it was like a Wikipedia article made into three short films, which were...
I'm actually a physics graduate, so I have to watch Rocketry. I didn't watch yet, so... But I'm pretty I'm pretty much accustomed with the... I'll watch it.
Even like that film, biopic, right? Like traditional biopic.
It blew up like Oppenheimer. Once it came. It blew up only once it came out on TV, right?
Yeah.
So even that says a lot about how films had been doing, like even some of these well-received films in the theaters in the past 2-3 years.
What's the best Hindi? Oh no, you guys, Gadar too. You guys didn't talk about. We haven't talked about.
We
right?
didn't
that's
want
a big
to.
Phenomenon.
We didn't want to. Dhruv, kya
be? I meant in terms of the context of films earning money, Amartya, not in terms of reviewing the film. I didn't tell you
listen,
to watch
I, listen,
it.
I don't want. Listen, I don't want to review Gadar too because I don't want to. Remember
but I didn't tell you to review.
No, no, I don't want to remember that I live in a world where Gadar 2 earned 800.
Basically, if you look objectively, then ever since the industry has gotten this push since earlier this year when Pathaan came out, films have been doing fairly well compared to the colossal that the box office saw in the previous 2 years.
Shithole.
I thought you would.
Now, who is the language today. Nazi?
I thought you said that we are using expletives.
Okay, fine.
I'm just following the.
I mean, even SRK has gone full explicit as Jawan, so we might as well.
We might as
stay
well.
Honest, yeah.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, overall, it's been good that because of Pathaan and because of the success of certain films, it's reflected and echoed in the general state of the movie going audience that. Every film henceforth has done fairly well. Even Rocky and Rani had a fairly long, extensive run at the box office. Even though it did not earn money at once in its opening weekend, but it had a good word of mouth. And
I think it made more than made its money back. I think so. Which
definitely,
I think the word of mouth helped. I think people were very much skeptical, but the word of mouth actually helped.
Yeah.
Because I remember so many people. Seeing stories of so many people even in its fourth week of people posting about Rocky or Rani and sitting in the household.
I'm smiling secretly, I think.
But then you also have successes like Gadar 2. And yes, so basically if you look at the discourse of any film, you cannot separate the discourse from the ideology, quote unquote, of a particular film that it might supposedly seem to promote or whatever group that it's virtue signaling at, basically. So that's why a lot of people have said ever since Pathaan came out earlier this year that SRK is the only unifying hero, superstar. He's often called the last major superstar of at least Hindi cinema, right? And people have since looked at SRK as the single unifying force to be reckoned with, you know. And I think his disappearance and his long hiatus hasn't just been when it comes to movies, but he's also rebranded himself, according to me, not just in terms of the genre switch that he's made at this point in his life, but also he's been fairly absent from public interviews and talk shows that he was so good at. And obviously this has a lot to do with the witch hunting, for the lack of a better word, that was unleashed against him by certain sections of media, and you know why all that happened. But yes, Jawan, one of the biggest reasons, according to me at least, I don't have a fair sense of it's fairly recent that the film just came out yesterday, right? So even I don't have a proper sense of there's not been enough time that's passed to comment on this yet. But looking at the discourse and the reception of the film, it seems like the film took a lot of people by shock value. And a lot of people didn't expect it to go to certain points where it actually did. And SRK, Dhruv, you definitely know, I have not even watched some of SRK's films that he did during mm-hmm. mid-2000s, right? And not mid-2000s, during the 2010s, mid-2010s.
I
like
followed
Zero.
Everything plus 2000s, I think, everything I watched.
Yeah. I have not followed everything, but he's the kind of star looking back who basically... brought the meta-modern wave in Hindi, mainstream Hindi cinema. He's the one who he's the one who came up with meta-storytelling in a way where it's like very cheeky but also very self-aware,
Do you think, but see, and, my pushback against that would be, suppose if you see, it's not a pushback really, it's a question. When you see South Indian films, right? When you see Tamil and Telugu films, aren't those films also molded by their stars? Like, because these films, I think whichever one has a big star, I don't think they can be actors and characters as such. They are a mix of the star and the and the character. So I feel it's not something specific to Shah Rukh. In fact, it sort of goes beyond, and even like I'm guessing Rajinikanth and everyone. Sort of,
everyone.
Yes. Salman Khan also does it. It's just that he has a boring personality. I can't do anything. Like, I mean, that's my perspective. But like, the meta element of it isn't.
And that meta element actually, when Rajinikanth, when Rajini movies, for example, take Bhasha movie.
Yeah, because that is the most famous example. Yeah.
So the thing was in the intro scene when. Just superstar just walks into that Ayudha Puja celebration, and when that pumpkin hits his head, and suddenly Talaivar tells Talaivar poses with the Namaskar pose and with showing the audience the Namaskar. Just feels like he's just the man itself is welcoming the audience. So just like that, then just like that, how MGR does the same with his movies in 1960s and 70s. So that's. That's the starting point in my perspective. That's the starting point. That's where everything started.
Yeah, I mean, I'm to thinking even Hindi cinema, you see, I mean, I'm not knocking against the argument that Shah Rukh Khan isn't one who's applied it to. It's just that it has been there for a while only. I feel like Guru Dutt in Kagaz Ki Phool. Like, and you can see Chup then, I guess, to complement it. But anyways.
Why? Because Aryan is here.
Anyways, Aryan, you go ahead with the argument. You were saying
I was strictly referring to obviously Hindi cinema and the way he has, brought this notion of meta, the entire self-expression in his films, right? He's the one who basically mainstreamed that in Hindi cinema ever since the mid-2010s. And Jawan seems like the kind of film which it's like a culmination of everything he had been trying to do in all these years. And that's precisely why, as Adityan said, that South has been doing this and playing into the actor's stardom and reflecting, echoing the same through the characters that they play on screen. Different versions of the same character, basically.
Of
right?
course.
That's what a lot of these superstars cash in on. So that's precisely why, that's at least this is the idea that I got from reading Adityan's piece on Atli. That's precisely why I think that SRK has chosen, that's why he's decided that he'll collaborate with Atli in at least 2 to 3 of his next projects. Because he knows that he has a certain
kind of
voice.
My God, you mean to say that you have to see 2 to 3 more Atli movies?
But you gave it a 3, so it's like...
Later.
At this point, it's safe to say that Atli puts the star more than the story itself, which most of the masala directors did in 2000s. But nowadays, it's been changing here in Tamil cinema itself. So
Pretty much. No,
as people like to call it, or as people like to call it, mass movie with four lit symbols. Mass.
With four lit. Okay. I was like, yeah. Okay, I don't understand what you mean by this.
It's a mass movie. It's not masala movie. It's mass.
Because it's I was reading about that in Bharadwaj Rangan's piece, and I didn't know the difference. Mm-hmm. So I was interested to read what a mass.
See, here's the difference. There is a book called Indian Shakespeare or Shakespeare Wala or something. Okay, in which.
Mm.
And in a masala movie is exactly what it sounds like. A masala movie is supposed to be a mix of each and every genre. It's like you going into a market and buying everything yes. for the value of your cheapest price. It's like getting the paisa vasool content. Is your ticket price worth the movie you are watching? That's that's how people used to dictate. And that's why masala movies used to cater to so many Indian audiences, because it used to have everything.
Now it's like, is it
worth two? Yeah, it used to have dances, it used to have melodrama, it used to have family feuds, it used to have double roles, it used to have triple roles, it used to have full on action and everything. That's what a masala movie is supposed to be. Now, a mass movie, which I think became much more prevalent as time went on in the South, especially by older actors to stay more and more relevant.
Okay.
Palaya, Chiranjeevi.
Mass moments. It's like what you can say, like, no disrespect to the creators also, but it's like reels kind of approach. But it's like they write the moment. I mean, they concentrate on these particular five moments like that. Like this.
If you ask any
interval block and the climax or some mid portions of the moments or something
like the high so highs, basically
the highs, high, basically the high
moment.
If you ask any commercial director which parts they love making the most, like if you ask Rohit Shetty which part he likes making the most, he will always say the entry scene, or he will always say the pre-interval blocks.
Yes.
Because those are the moments in which, you know, oh my god, the camera has to lower pan. He needs to show the hero like this. And then he needs to show it like
loud moments.
Yeah, loud moments and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because he's imagining himself inside the theater watching that moment.
And CT.
Now imagine that. Put in 80s or 90s ka reference of the star you are, you know, trying to idolize. Like say, Chiranjeevi's new movie came out, Bhola Shankar, which is set in Kolkata, which is set a couple of moments, couple of things are set in Kolkata, and he is referencing a movie which he did in Kolkata during the 80s.
Okay.
Now that only Chiranjeevi fans will understand. And that works because...
The in-joke thing basically, which happens a lot.
Yeah, and that...
Yeah, yeah.
But when your entire movie is filled with in-jokes only, tab kya hai? That's the problem, right?
They have a big enough fan base for that in-joke thing, I think, right?
Even that fan base gets fed up after a point.
Sure, got it. They're like, oh, we understand what you mean, sort of like, something else.
Yeah, yeah, it's like in a single screen cinema hall, suddenly people will shout from the back, are samajh gaya, story kidhar hai? Kind of like that, yeah.
Got it. Yes.
That's why there's culture and cinema has waves, right? And that's why it's good films and good filmmakers recognize how to sit in conversation with your current culture and the cultural discourse. And I think that's where Jawan excels. I mean, as a movie, the moment it started, 5 minutes into the movie, I just knew that I was never going to like.
No. We'll move on to the Jawan ka thoughts later. But anyways, I'm just wanting to like bring in all the context of like what is the Tamil
South
cinema
context?
Yeah, what is the South Indian context of this, Aditya?
So the thing is, masala cinema and social messages has been Raju and Bhima from RRR. They are like big those it's unmatched combo. You can't separate one from the other. Starting from
who's the bigger thing? Who's the bigger person out of the two? The masala or the social media?
No, but that's the thing, right? Tamil.
The thing is, for example, take Parasakti is a film, 1957 film. It's mm-hmm. Shivaji Ganesan's acting debut. Mm-hmm. So it's mm-hmm. actually a young man from Rangoon who escapes from a young Tamil man who was working in Rangoon. At that mm-hmm. time, there was this Rangoon mass and en masse exodus of Indians, right, from mm-hmm. the 1950s. So mm-hmm. it's based on that thing. So he comes from Tamil. He comes to Tamil Nadu, and for survival, he's just so fed up with the cultural system that he voices against the system. So mm-hmm. basically, it actually laid the foundation so much that it was the actually to set the context. It set the foundation for Dravidian politics here in Tamil Nadu.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The movie Parasakti. If you haven't checked it out, please do check it out. It's one of the most outstanding dramas ever written in. But some context to understand it.
What's the title again?
Parasakti. Parasakti.
Okay. Parasakti.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an Amazon Prime. So,
I have a question. I think just to ask the 1957 Rangoon en masse. The exodus which happened, was it related to what was happening in Vietnam during that time?
Vietnam, I don't actually remember, so I can't comment on it. So I don't actually remember
because at that time that entire region was very volatile, right? Myanmar, Rangoon, then Vietnam, then all that section that was very volatile.
Okay.
So I can understand why that could occur. I was just trying to, connect the dots in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. that was actually the first. That was actually one of those masala, one of those kind of even in one of the papers written by 1950s, 60s by an mm-hmm. English professor also says that I don't remember the paper name, so I'll just but says that it's one of those first masala movies that integrated, of social messages. And MG Ramachandran is one of those actors who put it into great use, that thing, the social message thing. So he's like, when you see the references of his political party he was with in that dialogues or in some of the motifs here in certain designs, you can see so much of that. Mm-hmm. Even in one of his movies, when he split up with his parent, with his mother party, DMK, he made this movie called Riksha Karan, and mm-hmm. that movie had so much references to his that party part, the mm-hmm. his own party's ideologies, references. It attracted the masses. It reached the masses so much that every nook and corner people preached rationality. People mm-hmm. needed equality. People needed their own freedom. People needed their own liberation. People mm-hmm. stood for their own rights. But everything mm-hmm. took a turn in the 70s, I guess, 70s, because it totally got into a full-on masala. Like, it's because of the influence of Angry Young Man template.
From Bollywood.
Full-on masala, like mm-hmm. more stylish mm-hmm. from Bollywood, from Amitabh Bachchan movies.
From Amitabh Bachchan.
Yes. There were remakes which starred predominantly Rajinikanth, with S.P. Muthuraman as the sole screenwriter who adapted very greatly. Like, for example, Velai Karan was a Rajinikanth movie. It was a remake of
Amitabh Bachchan
movie. And Amitabh Bachchan movie. And there was this movie. And it was also, and Dawn remake was Billa.
Billa,
obviously. Billa, So mm-hmm. every most of the Rajinikanth movies followed the Angry Young Man template so much that even Kamal was there. But Kamal pretty much was so different at that time. And Rajinikanth followed the there was this image of Rajinikanth that he came from the town. He came from the people. He came from one among us. He's one among us. That image was created. He was actually a bus conductor. So you know the story. Everyone knows the story. So he was a bus conductor and he approached and K. Balachandar and he acted as a villain, and he then rose to a position to a hero, to a star in Murattukalai, and he made his own image, own superstar image, and which also had this systemic issue, standing against the systemic issues, either be it being a Don or a vigilante or something.
Mm.
And even Kamal Haasan had his own movies like that in his own way. Like Varumai Niram Sivappu is a movie which totally, it is even relatable today that unemployment. It talks about unemployment that happened in the 80s during the emergency period, the 70s, 80s during the emergency period, which is not actually a masala movie, but still it was a social commentary
even,
movie which hit the box office hit.
Or even other than that movie, Nammavar, right?
Nammavar was late actually. Nammavar was late
yeah.
in 90s. So 90s,
okay.
the
yeah.
80s. It was the
yeah.
peak of
festival.
And,
so I think this has been a consistent essentially trend, right? Like from
more or less.
Yeah, this is a consistent essential trend. And Rajinikanth movies were pretty much following the Angry Young Men trend and redefined it with Annamalai, Padayappa, Basha, etc. And
I think Basha is the most famous. I think Basha is the most famous of the lot.
Basha became a staple formula for every
yes.
Tamil movie, every Indian movie after that. That even everyone wanted to make their own Basha movie. Every star wanted to make. Vijay had his own stardom, and 2000s came. Vijay's own stardom peaked because of Gilli. Gilli movie was the peak of Vijay's stardom, and pretty much it was Vijay's forte after that. Vijay and Ajit back to back, they came with their own movies. But in their own movies too, with the intro songs in Popkiri, there was in the intro songs they
yeah.
preach these messages. They have this little messages in this in their songs. There is this tradition of intro songs with the South movies, Tamil movies. So in that intro songs, they have these lines of philosophical sermons and political statements, and be rational, be think differently, be happy, like that. It's like you don't have to read any philosophy books. Just
yes.
see, just listen to the songs. You get all the philosophy you get.
Yes.
Yeah. That's like that. Because in Pokiri, there's the song Adungada Yena Sutti. So there's a Thee Pandam Eduthu Theendama Koluthu Ildaanda Yen Karuthu. So it's like untouchability is a sin. So it's just burn it with the torch. Burn untouchability with that. So it openly stated how caste untouchability is a sin. And equality preaches equality too. So
this is the opening song, sort of like that, right? You're saying in the
opening song of Pokiri movie. So that's the thing. Pokiri movie, and pretty much that has been the case. But everything changed after when Kathi came out. Kathi 2014 movie.
Murugadas, right?
Murugadas movie.
Yeah,
Murugadas has been pretty much a step. He started his career from being in Ramana movie, which is Captain
yeah.
Vijayakanth. Vijayakanth is another star who was speaking with Rajinikanth and Kamal. So he made this movie where a professor stands up against the medical system. That pretty much that Ramana movie was super hit. And Shankar movies too. With Gentleman, its first debut movie itself. He proved himself because in the debut movie, Action King Arjun is another star. So
yeah.
at that time, so Action King Arjun, it was like people buyed into the concept. Like it has political inaccuracies. It has political inaccuracies for this time. But the thing was, it was like it openly criticized the system. Like even in one courtroom scene, Action King Arjun is like, he summoned the CM to come to the court. I want to meet the CM. Like
Got
that,
it.
He makes open statements in that movie. So it pretty much was a political action thriller movie where he comes up a vigilante and puts get-ups and kills those guys who are like. And Mudalvan is another thing where he becomes one day CM and
Mudalvan is
Nayak.
For context is Nayak, yeah.
Nayak
Mudalvan
in Hindi.
Is, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Anil Kapoor
and Amrish Puri, yeah.
Yes.
But the thing was Shankar's films was like they are against the system. The heroes are against the system. Anywhere Shankar, Murugadas, heroes are against
Shankar
the system.
Is very important. Shankar is very pertinent to our discussion because Shankar's assistant director was Atlee. So Atlee believes his mentor is Shankar, and to be very honest, Atlee more or less lit scenes from Shankar's movies in all of his films. Yes.
Yeah.
He lit Philip scenes directly from Shankar's movie.
Yeah, but that the even what, is, what's that guy's face? Shad Ali, who's yeah. the mentor of Mani Ratnam's mentor. Mani Ratnam is the mentor of Shad Ali, right?
Yeah, Mani Ratnam's protege. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, he told the he is, lifts movies.
Yeah.
Shankar and Murugadas movies have their protagonists fighting against the system, which pretty much captured all the young youth minds. Their movies have this touch of combining information with masala sensibilities, mm-hmm. which is something that a writer, a good writer, can only pull off.
And another example of a Murugadas and a Vijay collaboration, which I actually liked even in its remake, is Thupakki, whose remake we know as Holiday, which stars Akshay Kumar.
He only made it, right? Murugadas.
Murugadas only made it.
Thupakki is better, and Thupakki is actually very good.
I've not seen Thupakki, but I've seen Holiday. I've enjoyed Holiday also.
Holiday is good.
If
Holiday
you have enjoyed Holiday, you'll enjoy the original very much, okay. because okay. Vijay has that swag and everything. Okay. But it also okay. has this, he also has this knack to blend the information with the, blend the information like the small thing like DIA, differential agencies and their operatives. With some masala sensibility. I mean, accurately portraying what
of course.
Because,
that I don't think anyone. That, I think whoever watches, I think masala cinema that way, goes in with the whole. I hope at least they go in with the expectation that the logics can be defied and slightly heightened.
There was this another Murugadas movie called Eramari, Seventh Sense in Tamil English. So that this movie is basically like a Assassin's Creed kind of a movie. Why I'm saying this, I'll come in. Because the plot is like, there is this one ruler from thousands of years ago. His name is Bodhidharma. So his lineage DNA is, his DNA is a key for curing some of the disease. So his DNA is there is this one family in, cut back to present day, there is this family, one last heir from that lineage who has this DNA of Bodhidharma. So what they do is they basically trigger his senses and get that get that DNA and curing the disease.
Got it.
It's actually they have this bio warfare thing. They talk about it. We even saw the light discussion in during this COVID days that we came to discussion again. It even inspired people to take genetic engineering here in Tamil Nadu.
The film did. Okay.
Yeah.
The film did.
Okay.
So that's how masala cinema has an impact here in Tamil Nadu.
So Atli comes into this as Amartya was saying.
Atli comes into this when Murugadas, Shankar, everyone was at their peak 2013 with his debut Raja Rani. But he made his assistant directorship with Yendiran and Nanban.
Enthiran is robot. Enthiran is robot for people who are unfamiliar. Enthiran is robot. And
Nanban is the remake of Three Idiots.
Nanban is the remake of Three Idiots, which has Vijay.
Sure. So this is like all types of intertextuality. Sorry for using intertextuality going on. Yes.
No, I think it is important to understand and also important to realize what Bollywood hasn't done in a very long time. Since the 70s and the 80s, the 70s were so influential, like Adityan said, that it impacted towards the south to the extent that Rajnikant remade 70s ka Amitabh Bachchan movies, which were written by Salim Javed. So,
but it was also, it's very interesting to see because it was all the political distress that was traveling southward.
Exactly.
Yeah. So and now it's again.
But the thing is
because it's suppressed from here, that's why it's emerging from
I think it's more like there are some people who say that Bollywood forgot how to make a masala movie, and to a certain degree it is true. It's like they forgot that masala movie means mixing of genres, not just specifying on a single genre and just shoving everything on them. That's what Bollywood forgot. And that is why commercial movies for them became either raucous comedy or slapstick comedy or stupid comedy, or it became like complete romance, all the time romance movies, or completely focusing on an NRI audience or completely focusing on a single screen audience. It became very specific.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
movies in the South, and they never lost that.
And how have also at least films have all, done commercially?
Yeah.
Commercially, in first film, Raja Rani, it's basically a romantic drama. It's basically a rehash of his rehash of Mani Ratnam's Maunaragam. So basically, where this two people marry due to circumstances, and two people have their own broken relationship, and they try to mend with their marriage.
I think it was
Nayantara's comeback after 2013 and Rajarani was big success debut itself. He made a big success because it pretty much tugged everyone's emotional parts, and it had right amount of love, right amount of comedy worked big time in the film, because everyone even today everyone uses the particularly there is this one flashback portion of Nathriya and Arya, which pretty much captured everyone's heart. Even today, everyone puts their WhatsApp status. Every committed guys put WhatsApp status with that scene. So that kind of impact, Raja.
It might have borrowed a lot from Shankar's template. Is that?
Shankar, I can't say, because Shankar it was more of Mani Ratnam style. But
the thing about Atli, which most people don't understand, is that originality is a myth. Let's put this out there right now. Originality is a myth. There is nothing original anymore. Everything is a mix of everything else.
I think we've learned that since Quentin Tarantino. Even Jean-Luc Godard, to be honest, he did that.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So originality it's always been a mixture.
Mm-hmm.
So to put it very basically out there, Atli has always been inspired, quote unquote, from a lot of books.
Yes.
He has been inspired from Mani Ratnam, he has definitely been inspired from Shankar, he has been inspired from Murga Das, because Murga Das was a producer. He was an assistant producer on many of Murga Das's movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he has all the sensibilities, but the Shankar sensibilities are all there. Mm-hmm. And he has also been inspired from a lot of other movies.
Yes.
So that is why.
Yes. But
the difference here is, what makes Atli special in the South and not so special to people like me is that he has a lot of stylization and he has lots of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
What he does is he takes those disparate ideas and he just arranges them together and he just uses a string to connect them.
Mm-hmm.
All those ideas in context or in a vacuum work perfectly.
Yeah.
But if you connect them together, they don't make a whole lot of sense.
So, so it's a lot of ideas not tied.
It's a lot
together.
Of ideas not and tied to together very well.
Ah, Ritin, you were saying
to give more context on this originality and Atli discussion. The thing was when he gave an interview after Marcel's success or something with a YouTube channel. So in that interview, when they asked about this allegation, he said that there is only seven ragas. So everyone just mixes up and puts it in to make their own version of the song, different song. So that's the same thing. Everything has seven basic plots. So that's that thing we can do original. And I focus more on the moments to write. So he opened
it. Yeah, he's self-aware about it then, I suppose.
Yeah,
right?
He's self-aware about it. He's self-aware about it.
Yeah.
That's completely fine.
It has polarized the Tamil audience so much that every time Atli trailer comes up, there will be a comment section like, "Yeah, Swaram."
But the thing about
and even in ordinary lingo, if we speak like if someone copies like copies of an assignment, everyone is like that.
But the thing about it is, like, for me at least, I think Atli came into focus for me because of Thalapathy Vijay. There are three Atli Thalapathy Vijay combo. There are a trilogy. The one is Theri. Yes.
So the thing is, so
Theri,
Atli,
Marcel and
Vijay collaboration.
Yeah, Theri, Marcel and Vijay.
Atli Vijay collaboration started from the days of Nanban. So in one of his interviews, Vijay says that why he chose Atli for the second Atli, who only directed one movie old, to for his next movie. after 2014 Kathi. So everyone was, he answered that he narrated, I was working as I was working as a lead in Nanban, so he was working as an assistant director. When he narrated this story, it was very good, very good to me. So I just wanted to make a film with him. It was Terry, obviously. It was Terry. Yeah. Terry was pretty much a Basha template, Basha kind of template. So basically a hero who is pretty much is undercover. He has lost everything, but still he has some hope to live a normal life. But the thing, circumstances doesn't make him live the life he is normal life. So he comes into back in action again, and he has a violent past. It has a poly, as a
so
cop,
flashback as is the
So when Terry came out, everyone were like, okay, this is Vettiyadu Vilayadu, that movie.
Vettiyadu Vilayadu, Gotham was
okay.
With Kamal Hassan, as the cop,
It's a stylish cop movie which everyone.
It's very good, by the way. It's very good.
And another movie is Maniratnam produced. Maniratnam wrote the screenplay for this one, but he not directed it. It's Kshatriyan. It's that movie. It's a Captain Vijayakant movie. So everyone were comparing with this movie. But the movie pretty much satisfied every Vijay fan and became a staple Vijay fan movie for the 2010s.
I think it is Vijay's most popular movie till date, right? It plays on TV screens even now, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah. In Sun TV, every time, most of the times they put this movie, they play this movie after most telecasts.
It's like their Shahenshah. It's like their Shahenshah. Yeah. In Setmax, they used to play Shahenshah.
Okay.
It's like their
our Shahenshah would be Gilly, because Gilly is telecasted every time. And every time,
it's like a north and south jugalbandi, essentially.
Yeah, more or less.
Koi kahin se le raha hai, dusra kahin aur se le raha hai.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, so
koi kahin aur se le
raha hai. Terry pretty much had every high point, it's a pretty much a beaten death template, but still it hit the right notes every time with that emotion, particularly the dynamics with Samantha and Vijay. It hit the emotion so much that everyone put, when something breakup happens, they'll put this Samantha and Vijay portions as their status.
Sure. Again, so it's basically pretty much, popular domain. It becomes
pop culture,
right?
Pop culture. Everything become even that. There's this one small reference like a black tea swill regular Rajendra. So black tea, basically. They will say one black tea. Black tea solringla. So that's not how everyone says orders of black tea.
Got it. So I mean, it's a big influence then, right? Like throughout
Definitely.
So, I mean, this is what is going to happen after Jawan also.
I think it also helps because we have to remember something also. It's like for many of our regions. Say Bengali and everywhere.
Yeah.
Literature forms a huge part for us.
Bengali only, sir. Literature or kahan pe?
Aur kahi par bhi hai. I'm not disregarding any other regions.
You can be honest.
It's fine. I'm
not going to be that arrogant. Come on. बहुत arrogant हूँ वैसे भी छोड़ो वो बात
नहीं पता है सबको listeners
yeah exactly so but the south has a special affinity I'm sorry Adityan for putting that huge umbrella the south but I'm just saying it as a normal thing they have a huge affinity with films itself film watching is a
that's
huge
that's why it's that's why it pours so much into politics
yes
and that's why it also backfires.
That's why it also baptized. That's why it also becomes so much part of the pop culture anyway.
Yeah, I agree. Also the thing was Tamil Nadu has a, even though multiplexes are there, still single screens are high in number.
I will tell you this, in Bengal, single screen culture is dead. It's not here, okay. And
I think everywhere, almost in all states.
That is primarily
Bombay.
The
Bombay, maybe hoga. I'm pretty sure.
Bombay, mein, I was so pissed.
Mumbai, sorry.
I was anyways going to spend my entire weekend in Bombay, okay. Yeah. And I really wanted to watch Jawan.
Jawan, okay. In IMAX.
Yeah. No, no,
you in Giri.
Banda. So I wanted to watch it there, but then I was like, I don't want to wait 2 days. Not because I'm excited for the film, but because I would want to cherish it with a proper crowd. And that's why I just went to my local theater room. I went to PVR and I watched it over here. And then I'm seeing all these reaction videos pouring
from
it.
From KT, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah. I might go and rewatch, even
but
though
it's
I...
it's like single screen culture, at least in Bengal, is completely dead. Okay, it's dead. Compared to that, in Tamil Nadu, in Andhra, all that, the single screen culture is still a thing. It's very much a thing. And the stars and their fan clubs, they are very much responsible for maintaining that single screen culture.
I think the star culture, I mean, in the South culture, and then Bollywood, like I think South mein is even more, of course, but in Bollywood, both of them are the only places I actually even see it, in a sense. Because like in when
Bollywood
you go to Hollywood or
right?
international cinema, it becomes a totally different ball game.
Bollywood mein bhi utna nahi hai.
Bollywood means like select stars, like three people or two people,
But here in Tamil Nadu, it's like you will get a, if the movie is good, if the star is good, if the star is pretty much stays in the people's heart, they'll when the next film of the star came, they'll have a fans association, they'll have this big cutouts of the star, and even for KGF. Yash banner was like they put this big cutout in Bangalore and they poured a big pot of milk or something from a chopper.
I mean, then you can't blame the stars for developing an ego and all, right? Like, I mean, if
no,
koi itna pyar dega to thodi na kisi ko
nobody is blaming them. Nobody's blaming them. A complete cardboard cutout actor like Prabhas also has an ego because he has a fan.
He was very good in Bahubali. Only
Rajamouli knows how to use him, by the way. Nobody Only Rajamouli knows how to use him.
You are the one who watched Adipurush, so I don't know. Okay.
I watched Adipurush. He looked like a CGI model. He did not look
because
he was. Exactly. Aditya and you guys are the one who made Beast successful. Huh? That movie is crap. I'm sorry. I'm a Beast fan. But you guys made that movie successful.
But, the thing is, it released alongside with KGF 2 and was a festive time. So
everybody went there.
He's a star.
We've also done quite a few crimes. Huh? Salman Khan ki sari movies we've made hit. Like, I mean, I'm like...
No. I'm just saying that we forget how much of a huge star Thalapathy Vijay actually is.
Yeah.
Beast is kuch nahi hai us movie mein. Theek hai? Literally nothing is there in the movie.
Why is this coming up, sir?
Because I'm saying star culture is the only thing. Because Africa movie bhi wahi hai. Africa movie bhi wahi hai. It's a Vijay worship movie. It's a mass movie presenting Vijay as a god, as a deity.
Sure. Which is the I'm going to force the Jawan button
it.
Here.
Yeah, yeah. Let
and we should be, I'm they, going to say we'll move on.
And
go ahead, Aditya. Last thoughts. Because
we've done
2 hours of context, I think, and I have to
edit all here.
Drew found his button.
Correct. Exactly.
We promise not to bring up Brahmastra.
Terry, while it pretty much had the Bhasha template, it pretty much had a social issue like woman safety. Like how, like there is the rape case only becomes a major plot point of the movie.
Sure.
So the rape case actually makes he investigates it and he locks on with the villain because of it. The rest of the things. If you are
I mean the plot isn't important.
The same medical.
The plot isn't important.
The thing about Atlee is, and here's the thing which becomes a problem in Jawan. Thing about Atlee is, in each movie, he takes up one single cause and takes that as the social message and weaves it into the plot. For Theri, it was that. For Marcel, it was the medical case. Okay. For Bijil,
Jawan was like a mixed potpourri of all the issues.
But as I said in my review, it's like in Jawan, he suddenly thought, oh, I have Shah Rukh Khan. I have a mega superstar, so I am going to put everything.
I'm going to question the democracy only. But everything peaked when Mersal came. So yes. Mersal, to give context,
Amartya is holding his head.
Before,
I don't know.
That movie, if you don't have weed, you should buy weed. If you don't have alcohol,
we are going to cut this
buy
out.
Alcohol.
Cutting this out.
I don't have either.
You should drink it, you should smoke it, and then you should watch that movie. Otherwise, you can't survive that movie. You can't survive that movie. I'm sorry.
So the thing is, to give context for Mersal, before the release of Mersal, in January 2017, the Jallikattu protest happened in Marina Beach in Chennai.
Mm.
So Jallikattu protest was a peak. Was the peak of the Tamil people's unjust at that time. So they were demanding for the central government to protest. The central government. To get the spot, get the rights, get the spot back at play. Everything was done, and there was and related to that, there was this resurgence of traditional food. Traditional food should come back. Traditional agriculture should come back. Everything there was is pretty much a trend followed at that time. So what Mersal did was Mersal first look came during Vijay's birthday, 26 June 2017. In that. You can see Vijay just dusting off the sand from his hands, and bulls in the background. You can see bulls running towards him, and the title is like a design like a bull, raging bull actually. Mersal, the title is the raging bull. So basically, it's like
the Martin Scorsese film. Nice.
Yeah. I won't be surprised if he took that reference literally.
So the thing is that's the thing Mersal. So the title design was that, and even in that, even when that movie trailer came, we see a Vijay donning a veshti in a pretty much an international conference. So it was a trend at that time. So it's well aware. And in that flashback scenes also, coming back to the movie, the flashback scenes also pretty much had all these all the Tamil culture thing, everything it had. So basically, even the first scene was like he sees the Punjab kushti competition where he just lifts off this.
Which by the way, Jawan also kind of takes.
Kushti. Okay, yeah, my Bollywood brain was somewhere else. I was thinking, Rab ne bana di jodi ko, they are tipping their heart.
That's what I was thinking.
I immediately got the Marshall.
Sure, got it. 1976. Okay, okay.
This was 1984. In Jawan.
And even the real funda is that movie in flashback, Nithya Menon is the wife of Vijay. Her name is Aishwarya, and here Deepika Padukone name is Aishwarya.
Also fun fact. Nithya Menon is the best part of Mersal. Best actress in Mersal. In Jawan, Deepika Padukone is the best in actress in Mersal. Fun fact.
Mersal was pretty much a attack on the medical system, basically.
Yeah.
Attack on the medical system isn't a really new thing for Tamil cinema. But what made it unique was the final scene. The final scene where Vijay directly talks to the people using a press media, where he talks about this GST and this, negligence of hospitals, how they don't supply oxygens, how even the like the negligence of the medical system, everything he speaks. That GST thing triggered many of the central government of the ruling party, the central ruling party, so much that everyone wanted to ban this.
Which is going to happen to this also, I suppose.
Everyone wanted to boycott Mersal.
So everyone was like, boycott Mersal.
It's honestly like a trend before every movie now, I feel.
They should.
And everything was like, and everyone, every people at that time, it was a Diwali time. So Diwali time, holiday time, people were like, okay, let's see what's so controversial. Let's see. That curiosity had it and made it a box office. That curiosity made it.
The controversy.
They demanded the cut.
They should have demanded the cut. The headache would have been surviving.
Amir Khan sitting in.
Amir Khan sitting in tears at this.
So shall we move on to Jawan?
Yeah.
Jawan.
Oh, no. Or Bigil.
Moving on to Jawan.
Bigil also.
Bigil we should do it. Yes. Because why Bigil is that? Bigil pretty much is a Chakde India on steroids.
Yes.
But
this is exactly what Amir Khan also said, right? I think.
Because it is. Because it is.
But the funny part.
But what is on steroids? Like, why is it just the direction that's on steroids, or like character work is on steroids?
Character work, everything.
It's just pumped up, I guess.
It's just pumped up. Atlee pumped it up so much that Atlee forgot what feminism is.
Yeah, that was it. Made a joke out of the feminism,
yes.
Like you know, they have this like we run the world, girls kind of a moment. At some point, and that's like, oh, just shut up, man. Like that.
Yeah. The fat shaming moment, I was like, Atlee, I'm sure feminism doesn't mean that, man. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't have a book on it, but I'm pretty sure.
It's his interpretation about it. Could have been.
That, and the thing was, I watched it in a show, first day for sure, and I was like getting headache on the day. By the way,
to all the listeners, Aditya is a Thalapathy Vijay fan. Okay, so
you're saying it like some warning.
No, the fact
that
every Vijay
fan
would accept it. Every Vijay fan would accept it. That Vijay's most abysmal movie. Despite its reception with the audience.
Like Bharadwaj Rangan likes Bijil. Bharadwaj Rangan.
Ha, I was.
Bijil is Atlee's best movie, and I'm like, you're smoking something.
When I watched that review, I was like, did I forgot to watch movies? I was like, did I forgot to watch movies? Am I watching right movies? I was like that.
Yeah, I am like.
He has a video review of this. I will put it as a clip.
I'm like a smoking something, man. If you think Bijil is Atlee's best movie, because. And we are going into Jawan in this. Atlee's best movie is Jawan, because this is his most coherent movie. I'm sorry, but
this is Amartya's take. We will also take other people's take. So, Aditin, you can go first, and then Aryan and me will go, because we are first timers. So,
yes.
So, Jawan.
You watched it in. Wait a second. Let me just clarify. Amartya watched it in Hindi in a packed hall, right?
Yeah, packed hall.
Aryan, you watched it in Hindi in a packed hall.
Yeah.
Tamil dub.
Aditin was in Tamil dub in a packed hall? Question mark.
Packed hall.
Okay.
Yes.
I was the dub.
You wanted to set up that.
I watched the movie alone. Like, I was the only person in the cinema. That's it. I'm not in India, so maybe the timing.
Maybe how was the sound?
Not bad, to be honest. The theater ka sound was good, so I was like, okay. Yeah, I was.
Not
I didn't
unbearable,
find.
Right?
No. So all that was fine. But anyways, Aditin, you go first. I have very little to say. Aryan will go after that. Yeah.
So Jawan, basically, it's pretty much a mixed bag for me. For my experience with Jawan, that experience was pretty much annoying to say the least, because everyone was like, You know, at this point, I'm at least 4 films old. You know what to expect from him. And people are like, guess the film. They're playing guess the film kind of game in the hall itself. Mm-hmm. Like, when one scene comes, one dialogue comes, they're like, hey, this is from Tuni. This is from Valimai. This is from this thing. This is from Shankar's Mudalvan. This is from Gentleman. Like, that's everything. That's what's
but
annoying.
But they were saying it so that everyone could hear it in the cinema.
Only when Shah Rukh Khan's mass moments come, only they're like pretty much like everyone are hooting, right? But most of the dialogues when the dialogues come, everyone are like, we see this in Katti, we see this in Sarkar. When the last scene came, when the final scene came, everyone like, hey, the Sarkar.
That EVM thing, right? That EVM thing was completely from Sarkar, if I'm not wrong. That EVM
EVM heist, I don't know. EVM heist was something unique, because that was the pretty much I felt that was a unique thing from.
I thought that was the climax.
and the thing was, the EVM heist was pretty much smart in my opinion.
I liked it also, but
pretty much like you expect they will heist, they will plan a heist on money heist or something, but they are heisting EVM, which is pretty much different.
You realize what they did? They did.
We will discuss this when we do spoilers.
At least, like, we will make a heist movie, and then he's like, I will repeat heist. So he did one heist first act, one heist second act, one heist third act.
What was the heist in the first act?
Second act, the train.
First act, the train.
Oh, heist, huh?
Kind of.
Which would be like the digital heist. Okay. Yes.
The digital heist.
What's the second heist?
The second heist was the hospital wala heist.
I guess until you don't see the notes, it doesn't feel like heist. It's like digital money, right? So it's like they've transferred the thing. I was like,
that was the second heist, and in the final act, that is another heist. So he basically did heist but thrice.
Yeah.
So
that was good. That was smart.
Yeah, it is.
And So Aryan, you go ahead. Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's just that what you expect going into mass Hindi films these days, unless you're not watching a pan-India quote-unquote Raja movie film, you know that it is either going to have shady politics or it's just going to totally submit you into its nonsensical plot, okay?
Or Sunny Deol is going to scream murder at your face.
Yeah, and tear apart religious books.
Yes.
Sanjeet is quite angry at your dissing of Gadar.
He lied.
He liked Gadar too.
He likes Sunny Deol, so I'm guessing he liked Gadar too.
Okay.
Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, so five minutes into Jawan, first of all, I went into the theater knowing that there's a high probability that I was probably going to leave the theater hating the film rather than at least remotely appreciating it. Okay.
Yeah.
And 5 minutes into the film, the way the opening credits come, and the way the film just fast forwards itself to the opening scene, the first entry of SRK, and then the train sequence, I was like, this is not going to work. And I knew right from that moment that I might leave the movie, I might leave the auditorium by the end of the film with a migraine. I never thought that. But
this happened with you with KGF, right?
He didn't see
KGF. Yeah,
in the cinema, you saw it at home.
Yeah, the first one. And I thought that there's a reason
why
I thought while watching Jawan, while the train heist was being set up, I thought that there's a reason why I did not watch KGF2, because this kind of hyper editing just does not work for me. And it's not just a quote-unquote South Indian movie thing, an Indian thing. I just don't connect with such type of filmmaking, whether it be Elvis that came out.
Oh yeah, Baz Luhrmann ki jo thi, yes.
Yeah.
Which is also crazily edited, yes.
I think I think that Indonesian movie Villainous won't work for you, I think, Aryan.
Villainous? Yeah. Okay, I've not seen that. Is that similar?
No, it's not even Villainous.
It's similar. Villainous is one of the most stylish action movies I've ever seen. That's this hyper editing style with the first person video game shooter style of the video game
for you is Carter. That Korean movie, where...
Yeah, sir. Kisi ne nahi dekhi, aapke siva wo.
Arre, wo Villainous ka director ka hi hai. Wo Villainous ka director ka hi hai.
Achha, okay.
Yeah.
No, but it's like, until it's not, you know, consistent or not very well served in context, like the way Paul Green does shaky cam, right? Editing also. That works for you because it is at least consistent and there's a purpose. Okay, it is justified.
But I agree.
After the train heist in Jawan, I don't know, maybe I tuned myself to that frequency while watching the film, or a big part of it was the audience, okay? Then it did not bother me. And when those sequences, extreme long stretch of flashbacks came into the film, like the farmer's entire backstory about that girl, and those two entire...
Sanya Malhotra also gets one, right?
Yeah, both of those flashback sequences, I was full in tune with the movie. I was like,
you liked it
being consistent. Yeah.
Okay.
Because by that time, I was like, at least it set up this tone right from the get-go. Now it is at least being consistent. And that's precisely why the main reason why I love the movie is because of its social political messaging. And the way it uses this avenue of mass filmmaking to package it in a way to directly sit in conversation with the current discourse and directly use that avenue to talk with the populace, right? And even in terms of the social messaging aspect of it, even that is consistent, because halfway through the movie, I was like, okay, it set up all this political bickering and this whatever it sets up in the first half, that about ventilators and oxygen cylinders not functioning and the facilities not being up to the mark. And I was just wondering that what's the point of it if you're not going to pay it off or at least get it somewhere, right? And then the ending, which, as Amartya said, it is actually quite brilliant that using the heist and setting it up like a conventional heist in a very conventional mass movie, and then flipping the expectations and then actually being EVM, and then SRK breaking the fourth wall as if he's like
a politician
in a way. Yeah, as if he's directly sitting in conversation with all his critics and all his fans. Like, this is why I don't need to be active in my public life anymore. I am going to do it in my way, in the way that has always resonated with the audience, in the medium that's always given him only love in return. And that's the unifying nature of this film. That, and that's precisely why I genuinely don't think that any sort of campaigns, propaganda or boycott campaigns or whatever you wanna, it's not going to come. It didn't work on Pathan because it was BS, right? But at least it came.
As in
it was anticipated.
What was BS?
The backlash okay, of the entire discourse.
I thought you were saying.
No.
But I genuinely don't think that it's even going to come for Jawan, because the movie in itself, it is so cleverly pro-people that it even if you say that it is anti-establishment, no one is going to trust you. And people will just doubt your intentions, even your supporters. And you know,
I mean, the villain is, I mean, the government changes their point of view. So it's not like they are the villains. The villain is that dude. What is the dude?
Yeah.
Sorry,
you know what it is implying when the main villain of the film is the fourth biggest arms dealer.
But the thing was, you are saying about the references, the meta references that the character is saying. But the character is like pretty much, I don't think Vijay Sethupathi did justice to the character. Like, because the writing is so one dimensional. This Wafer, like, it's a game description character of a character. Like, you get the fourth largest weapon dealer. Sorry, I'm not scared. Like, that only you're getting. That's
The one-notedness of the politicians and the caricaturish nature of Vijay Sethupathi's main villain, that's precisely why it works so well.
The caricaturish nature of Sethupathi's character is when he becomes unhinged after the death of his brother, which only comes into the third act. Until the first two acts, his effectiveness was only implied. It was never fully shown, right?
Yeah.
So that could be taken as a criticism in and of itself. That, and also, to be very honest, the script doesn't give him much to do. It's Sethupathi who brings all those, you know, black humor types that, you know, what will happen when you are hanging, you know, the...
Yes, the four expressions.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Sethupathi. That's Sethupathi completely.
That's Sethupathi's thing, because he also in Bhavani, Master and Vikram Veda, character, he has this pretty much bit of dark humor in that character also.
Yeah.
So pretty much that style is pretty much adapted. But the truth is the character looked somewhat interesting because in the second half, and has had the moments in the second half because of the actor itself.
The character writing, I think, is no good.
No, the character writing is one dimensional, and
that's I don't need it to be two dimensional. But in that one dimensional, I wanted much more from him also. Like, I wanted more menace.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Also for a masala movie, if you wanted it to be a masala movie, it's supposed to have every ingredient, right? The romance ingredient is very much missing here because the missing. Nayanthara missing.
It's really bad.
Missing. It's missing. It's not there.
No,
it's
but like they try to add it in a very bad way, I think.
Yeah, and it's like and it's like you're expecting a commercial movie with songs. I can understand what's the point, you know, that you're adding in songs to show, oh my God, no, feelings are developing and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Chale is playing and all that stuff. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I don't buy that.
I think the romance angle primarily doesn't work because the film in itself was structured in a way that it let the music make it work. But because the music in itself is really bad, and I know how much Anirudh is appreciated.
The BGM is great. The songs
all,
are
but
VGM, that's it. VGM was
I mean, songs, that's what I was looking at. Some people really the songs are really bad. Like most
and
of them.
And even the choreography. I watched for the first time on night.
Not the comparison.
And then, I'm talking about the choreography.
And the
even
problem
the choreography is bad.
And the problem here is that in case of for commercial movies, songs are very important because songs are also. And this is coming from a guy who doesn't like much commercial movies. I'm not a Karan Johar fan, guys. So it's like in commercial movies, songs are important. Songs are important because songs are supposed to show the passage of time as well as supposed to show the passage of emotions between two characters.
Underlining. Bold letters mein emotion ko essentially. But usko underline karne ke liye text to likho.
Kuch to chahiye. Kuch to chahiye. Text ki to nahi hai.
Subtext is text and the subtext.
There is no
subtext.
There is all text, which is fine.
Text.
Which no one I think is going to.
The problem is there is all. This is all text. There is no subtext. The problem is text is missing in some cases, and that is the big problem.
Yeah.
That is the big problem. The romance.
I think. Agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The places where text is actually available is very good, and that is the thing which I think has improved from Bijil. Is that. I think Atli finally got what feminism is and tried to show it here. And he succeeded.
Let's cool on that a little bit, but sure. Okay. Like, I mean,
but credit, I had to give the credit for that love sequence because but the thing is, the thing I like from that, even though that was watered down, still the sequence I like was that kid interaction
like
with
the kid.
The kid was
pretty cute, by the way. The dialogues are done great, pretty much I like that idea of widow marrying.
Yeah, that was nice.
A man marrying a widow, which is pretty much I don't think pretty much is something I rarely see in cinema, rarely see in that's credit.
No, that's
credit
fine.
Marriage.
That's fine.
For the six women characters were supposed to be, you know, the assistants to the chief. Number one, they're wearing yellow clothes. Complete inversion of the Money Heist clothes from the red to the yellow. Lovely. Great job, Atli. I'm proud of you. At least you copied but changed the color. Fantastic. Good on you. Secondly,
and even Nayanthara's character was pretty much like...
Nayanthara and SRK's character. Of course, the robber. Robber is the professor and he is falling in love with the chief.
Money Heist.
There was this rumor from Netflix came that they are making Indian version with
Sarkar
at that time. But this is a close.
That's why they took the rights.
Atli took it seriously. Atli took it seriously. I think so. Okay, let's check.
We appreciate that, but all I'm saying is great job, Atli. You copied.
In other words, why you were saying something about the whole female characters here?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, but so out of the six female characters, two or three of the female characters are actually given space. You know, the female characters, they aren't there to service SRK.
Really?
Their agendas align with his. They are not servicing him. They're aligned with him.
Sure. I mean, it's okay.
That's fair. That it's aligning with his character.
I won't go much into this. I have no problem. I go into commercial cinema in Bollywood knowing that there are contradictory messages that are going to be existent in any case. It's a mass movie serving Shah Rukh Khan. So it doesn't matter if Deepika Padukone and Nayanthara's credits come first and his comes last, right? Like that's like the cosmetic garbage change essentially, jo marketing ke liye hota hai. I'm like, both
are. When it is coming last, the font is like into 36.
Exactly. That is a different thing. But for me, it was like, see, I have no issues that you're doing this whole empowerment thing, but Shah Rukh Khan is the chief of all of them. Like, okay, I get it. You know, I buy it. Shah Rukh Khan and his female fandom and everything that's being used very well in terms of meta text also. That you are saying these guys, these people get space. In the film, I'm not sure about that.
No, of course they get space. It's like Sanya Malhotra's character gets an entire backstory on why this shit happened. Wait, hold on. I'm not saying anything. And the resolution. And the resolution to that is integral to the plot of the second heist. It's how he's doing it. That's what I liked. I'm not saying it is effective all the time. In the third case, in Priyamani's character, when Priyamani's character dies, suddenly Ashley remembers, oh wait, I have Priyamani in this. Let me show her backstory. So while she's been getting resuscitated, then the flashbacks are coming and I'm like, too much actually.
I too felt that. From the six ladies, I felt that. And even I watched it with my friend. So because no one was interested to watch this film because of at least the name. So I watched it with my best friend. With my best friend. So he said that only Sanya Malhotra and Priyaman registered because they were familiar faces already. Because of the screen presence, they felt that they were registered in their minds, more than the other characters, despite having their own quirks or personalities. And I felt that first, and credit had to be given. It's good that they didn't give any mentor mentee love story like that thing or the something. Yeah. Usually in these movies we have
they say that he's their father and brother, so it would be a bit iffy.
And that as you said through, that's it's meta text. I love meta text. He also mentioned in interviews that he grew up with women. He pretty much loves to be with women. He pretty much feels safe. So that's pretty much a meta text.
I think whatever you guys are saying is fine. I think my main problem is I didn't really like the way the flashbacks were done.
I wasn't a fan. The third flashback was too much for me. I agree. I think all flashbacks were too much.
But by the time the second flashback came, I already knew that the film was dedicated on throwing these in at least every act.
I'll tell you, I have no... So with the movie, I'm not... My criticism isn't that flashback may you remove it, right? I'm like, okay, you want to keep it? Keep it. I think the way it goes about explaining the stories of these people is iffy to me. Like, I just didn't buy it. It felt so generic. Like, generic to the point of I didn't get anything. You know, when you're saying ki the identity of the six girls, I was like, I'll get that more if I actually look at the actresses' faces delivering the dialogue and telling the story, rather than seeing it in this way, the way Atlee shows it, which is like this desaturated, like, you know, father is doing this, mother is doing this, and then...
But his entire thing is hyper-editing and hyper-cuts. How do you...
I'll give alternative. Do it in flashes. In a way where you just get like quick flashes, like do it really quickly. You get like a proper, you don't need to go like into like the whole, because the way he was but doing then the flashbacks.
But then the criticism comes that if you're doing it too much like that, right, it won't register as much.
Then it will flow out on the tone of the film. The approach
is completely different. Atlee is completely taking this approach by following his mentor's approach, because Shankar does exactly this.
Okay.
Shankar always does this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it's just a me thing where I don't like the style of the flashback.
Even I have never See, I don't remember myself ever enjoying or even appreciating this kind of this such a choice in any film that I watched. Okay. But it works in this film probably because obviously Shah Rukh Khan and the way it stays committed and the conviction.
Yeah.
As Amartya said, that it is
something that.
And the another thing that I was really surprised while watching the film, especially I realized this in the second act, but obviously that was Deepika Padukone's entire flashback sequence.
Yes.
So you understand why so much screen time is devoted to that storyline.
Yeah.
But this is what I noticed a lot of times in the film, that even though this film clearly packages itself as pushing the myth of Shah Rukh Khan and compounding it, there's a lot of movie over here that doesn't even feature SR.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh, this is, it's interesting.
Yeah.
But then the movie makes up for
surprising.
It. Yeah. And
it is surprisingly too much plotted. It's almost over plotted.
Yeah.
Don't get me misinterpret this comparison. Is everyone watched Paddington 2, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We love Paddington.
So Paddington 2 has this interesting prison culture reference where everything is positive, everything is like reformation,
like that.
So when I watched that flashback sequence and that first where
interesting comparison.
prison mates, so everything was like the positive approach of a prison. More than
utopian.
I used to see prison utopian, which is something prison should be made, which is something in Norway.
Yeah, of course.
Most of the prisons are like not like confined, they are like more open in Norway, countries like Norway, because they feel like people should be given a second chance, people should be given reform, people
of
should
course.
Be seen with empathy.
No, I agree. I mean, so I didn't think of the Paddington 2 thing, but whatever point you're making makes sense
when watching,
in terms of
when
utopian
watching that, when watching that. Sequence of in a women's prison where women's central prison where Deepika Padukone is raising a child, and there is this great camaraderie between the women, and they are all empathetic, and they are all pretty much celebrating like their own child. It pretty much got me emotional. I mean, I didn't
that
buy
is the one scene I think that did
something.
Get me also a little bit.
That,
I was like,
that,
okay,
that
I'm more into this backstory than any other backstory, I suppose. Like
it
was specific,
like,
I suppose.
Yeah, it was very specific.
Yeah.
That kind of a prison portrayal is something different. But because I watched a lot of prison movies, like in my opinion, the best prison portrayal was like Vadachennai. Vada Chennai was fantastic. Indian prison portrayal. But it was more on the the pretty much everyone knows the side of it. But this was pretty much empathetic and utopian, like Paddington. This was like Paddington 2.
I will not forget this comparison now.
but that is also the social message which Ashley is trying to portray here, right?
Yeah.
Prison reform.
Yeah.
Prison reform.
I felt that basically Atli could have focused on that one line, because it felt like it was well written. That one part, and it was so unique that I haven't seen in many of these flashbacks he had been in many of these previous
the
movies
other,
or
other
previous story. Tamil movies also. Previous Tamil movies also.
Mm.
I felt
it's
that
also...
that had great weight.
Wait. Weight. Are you not?
Oh, okay. I was like, so dik nahi raha. I was like, another thing is that the reform, it's also pushing prison reform, and the fact that the call for change and call for the revolutionary call comes from the prison, right?
Yeah.
And the entire, the part where I can't stop thinking about how cheeky this movie is about bringing in SRK's personal life, and it's self expression to another level. It is so good. Oh my god, I was so over it.
I wrote to Aryan today.
Yeah, exactly. And there's another line.
Somebody was pissing in his pants at that point.
And there's another line where the father son have reunited and they're talking about what happened with Jawan
the father
with his father and
father SRK is a badass
brother. And the fact that the movie actually
does this
उन्होंने आपको देशद्रोही बुलाया then the comeback it is so good
father SRK is a badass yeah, yeah.
I think even in Bigil, the father even in Mersal, the Vetrimaran, the father Vetrimaran character, three father characters are totally badass and everyone remembers that character so much after that movie. Exactly.
All the father Vikram characters are hero. All the father characters are hero. All of the father characters are hero.
So when Vikram Rathore's character came in interval block with the smoke and that super cool
interval block man.
That interval block, everyone was hooting like at that point of time, everyone were like pretty much like having a guess the movie kind of a game, and that point only everyone like shouted, everyone were like wow like that,
yeah.
Oh, they're whistling, hearing everything.
I genuinely had no cigar. Idea though that
no, I did not even cigar. I was not even in a single screen, man. I was not even in a single screen. Mm. People were cheering.
I was
there.
In a multiplex. So.
Yeah, but still, people were cheering was, there. Yeah.
At Cigar, I mean, this year I watched Jailer, which had a pretty much a similar Cigar sequence.
Oh, that's
and when I watched that, when I watched this scene, this Cigar, this with Cigar, he came jail with the. Shahrukh, I was like thrown back to that moment of Rajinikanth where he says where when Shivaraj Kumar enters before and his Rajinikanth says anga moonada ortha irpane and that and cut back Shivaraj Kumar enters with his extreme slow mo shot with the cigar. So Hukum was playing on the background for me during Jawan. Then I was like, oh, wait, this is not jail, this is Jawan. And is surprisingly, Shahrukh Khan is a jailer.
Yeah, Shahrukh Khan is a jailer in this, yeah.
Yeah.
Azad.
Yeah.
A jailer whose name is Azad.
Azad, yes.
Yeah.
And he gives
and
the
to
call.
To put more context, Nelson, Atli and Lokesh Khanna, both three of them are great friends. And they had a selfie recently, which was posted by Atli, three friends meeting a long time after, and everyone are posting memes like the Nelson for August, Atli for September, Lokesh Kanwaraj for October.
the three amigos.
नहीं एडिटिंग नहीं मैं क्या बोलूं एडिटिंग के बारे में अब दैट्स अगेन दैट्स अ पर्सनल चॉइस नो
या एडिटिंग इज अ वेरी पर्सनल चॉइस एंड इवन आई सेड इट इन माय रिव्यू इटसेल्फ इट्स लाइक एडीएचडी फॉर एडल्ट्स
बट आई टेल यू माय बिग इशू आई गेस विद दिस आई जस्ट थिंक आई मे बी इट्स जस्ट अ मी थिंग बट लाइक आई फील व्हाटएवर दे आर गोइंग फॉर लाइक द मास मोमेंट और द ड्रामेटिक मोमेंट I think that only gets punctured a lot of times because of the editing, for me at least.
That's what I...
You know, I'm like,
but
kahan, like, build up to hona chahiye, right? For the
exactly.
thing to explode.
And
like,
we talked about
in
this, right? We talked, or did I talk about this with my father? But I remember mentioning Rajamouli and how, obviously, both filmmakers with different sensibilities, but Rajamouli gives his frames the time to breathe. And that's where you know the speciality of the frame of the event. You know the stakes. You know how the event is going to unfold. It is registered in your
Rajamouli
head.
Rajamouli is still old school. Let's bring in at least contemporary. Let's bring in Lokesh. Vikram's interval block. Remember Vikram's
exactly,
interval block.
Exactly.
That interval block.
Also, interval blocks I've seen.
That interval block is insane.
Yeah.
So, that took a lot of build-up. And Lokesh is one of those directors who lets his things breathe. You have seen Kaithi through.
You need 2 seconds of nothing for the 1 second of something, essentially, right? If every second is something dilutes, at least for me. It does, so.
I think the interval
I agree.
Block still works in this, obviously, because of the sheer
machismo.
The sheer swag of it, right? But still, if you compare it with something like what Maniratnam did with PS1, especially with intercutting between.
Yeah. Do not spoil, I still have to watch.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. He basically intercuts between the past and the present, okay?
Yeah.
To reveal a certain plot point. And
okay. Good. Good.
Have, yeah.
This is my major problem with Jawan, especially its starting. I legit felt that the movie was shot at like 32 FPS or something with the entire opening scene.
Looked a bit video game.
It reminded me of Avatar 2 starting.
I was about to say that. The film.
I think the camera I think the speeding up of the camera is a legit problem. I think that's
speed up slow. I think that's
the and even the metro. I was like, I've never even. First of all, Mumbai metros are not that fast.
Yeah.
or that empty. But that entire scene, it plays out so video gamey, and it legit felt like it was playing different FPS. It's exactly. Only after SRK is introduced, then it's like it dials down some of that until.
That's a very.
I felt like, but Jawan on the whole, it looked like the frames itself, the visual tone was superior than most of the Atli films, in my opinion, in my perspective.
No, it looked
higher
budget.
It looked like the polished. It looked like the polished. Style of video.
The whole of the frame. I'm comparing this with Pathan, and Pathan is trash comparatively.
That's true.
They are actually good with VFX.
The VFX was solid. Yeah. Very solid.
Solid VFX.
Yeah. But during that
the only time the VFX looks the only time the VFX looked just a slightly dodgy was when
the cheetah with that Bane kind of guy.
Yeah. What is the Dark Knight Rises not to Bane?
And secondly, when the two Shah Rukhs are in the same frame,
Bane was to Anarchist Vice.
Yeah.
When the two Shah Rukhs are looking at each other and in the same frame, also, that is the one time it is a bit
very roboty.
Yeah, it
also to give more context for Shah Rukh, for at least fascination to double role is with Shankar, because Shankar made a film called Jeans, which introduced the new technology of double acting. With in the same frame, you get the two actors for the first time, which is something old films didn't achieve. That technology was employed by Jeans film, and after that, everyone adapted that.
Sure, got it.
Okay. And he had the
ek
most
price mein do Shah Rukh Khan. Wohi jo bata rahe the.
Also, Indian, also Bijil. Bijil ta definitely. Matlab Bijil, I made a joke while watching Bijil that Bijay's best co-star is himself. He doesn't need an actress. He needs himself to act. His best co-star is himself. I'm serious. The best scenes in Bijil are between the younger Bijil and his father, Rayappan, which are played by Bijil.
Yeah.
I was also most impressed by Deepika Padukone. I thought she did some great work in like Close Up. I was like, that's like great.
Especially the jail.
Jail mein with Vijay Sethupathi, her quiet thing was very solid. I thought she came out a lot.
Also, we have to address the elephant in the room. That is Shah Rukh Khan, the one person around whom
we've talked about him only.
I think nobody has presented him like this, and. Whatever criticism we have of Atli, and believe me, I have a lot. Whatever criticism I have of Atli, he was the only one who could have presented a massy avatar of SRK like this. Siddharth Anand could not do it as much as he did. Honest to God. This is
different only.
I think Rahul Dholakia achieved a certain bit of it in Rais, not too much.
Yeah.
But here, Atli did it so well. Honestly, I was impressed. And the reason why this movie I still think is the best of, at least Oobra, I have to watch Rajarani again to figure that out, but I still think this is the best of his Oobra because of SRK. SRK is that secret ingredient. He's the one reason why he's watchable. He's the one reason.
Mm-hmm. And so I was actually speaking with a friend. So I was speaking with a friend who was, he said that I hear the film lacked a structure, it seems. And I said, SRK is the structure.
Yeah, exactly. He's the structure.
At this point, Atlee has totally put the star in the front more than the story itself. He already said that. So now he's like star.
Atlee is known for making mass movies. Yeah. Whether we like it or not, that's what his genre is at this point. And SRK wanted, and whether we like a mass movie or not, it is a genre. If SRK wanted to make a comeback, I genuinely think, as a comparison to what Pathan was actually his comeback, I think Jawan is a tad bit superior to the Pathan.
It is a tad bit superior.
It is definitely more open-minded on its own messaging, because Shah Rukh Khan is goddamn angry in this movie.
Yeah.
He is so angry in this movie. He is like, he's channeling Amitabh Bachchan when he's breaking the fourth wall.
My thing was actually, now that we'll end this, after this, I'm going to die editing this episode. I thought the fourth wall breaking scene itself was well intended and well executed somewhat, though. Again, the editing messed it up for me. I thought that's the place where you cut everything out and use just that, you know, one setup. Or like just do your dolly and whatever. But you got reaction shots, and I was like, I don't know.
We did not need the reaction shots at all. Those reactions are pretty much a staple for all the mass movies.
I mean, this movie had a lot of them, like the reaction shots, but I thought that one moment my point is,
if you're telling it to the audience, to, you know, such an important message and whatever it is, I don't need to show people, you know, nodding their heads. I get it, man. If they're nodding their heads, of course they're listening to it.
They've done that throughout the movie only, you know. They've been our surrogate, and then in this moment when he literally doesn't have anyone around him, let us
feel it. Yeah. Anyway, people in the hall are cheering only when the speech ended. They were clapping only. So they were like, job is done. Why did
none of my audience were clapping. But because...
Of course not.
My audience also were clapping. Because everyone were like, okay, we see this in Sarkar. And everyone was like, they were like, predicting the next year. Hey, what trade, Edra? Like that. Kind of, they are predicting the next dialogue. Okay, this is gonna be the next dialogue. Okay, this is gonna be the next dialogue. And everything was like pitch perfect. That's the thing with I want to actually question the sustainability of RP, because being a viewer, there is this famous director called Per Arasu. So basically, what he does was his specialty is that he names with the titles of the regions, regions names as a title of movie. For Sivagathi, Tirupachi, everything is a name of a place.
Okay.
So sustainability
is when the region runs out. Somewhere, kya karu?
But what if the region is renamed?
Sorry, go ahead, Adityan. This is going to be.
I get it. So Per Arasu is made a first movie, Tirupachi with Vijay. Tirupachi. So basically, the template was like, as a brother who takes revenge for a sister in a different avatar, basically.
Okay.
And next came the film called Sivagasi, which is a rehash of the same template, but with different approach. Different approach. And again, another movie came, but this time not with Vijay, and this time with Vijayakanth, called Virudhachalam. I don't remember the names, because too much of region names. And he put his last straw in the name of Tiruthani, a film which was starring Bharat, pretty much a second tier star here in Tamil cinema, and it bombed at the box office. So the thing was,
there are plenty considering Bharat and bomb and everything.
Pararasu was like, Pararasu too much depended on the star that he forgot to write any new story or new creative. Yeah. The thing about Shankara and A.R. Murugas is that they blend the story in such a way that the information is at the right amount despite the superficiality, despite the pseudoscience propagation or something, which I am not an endorser of. Coming to the point, Pararasu didn't sustain a lot because he didn't have the stuff in his template or something. He didn't have any creative choice. But Shankara and Murugadas, they had these creative choices with the characters. In Shivaji the Boss movie, Rajinikanth is put to the most low point of his stage during the interval. And you as a viewer will be like, okay, will Rajini succeed or not? He's at his lowest point. Will be like, will Rajini win the villain? And he puts this coin toss like, Poo Vinda, Poo Pada, Singa Vinda, Singa Pada. And when the heads come, it's like, Ippa Pada Pada, Singa Pada. And like, the interval block comes and then bang on. He just makes the rice like the devil. And then another redemption comes after, during the climax, as this boss, motor boss, like that redemption. Like, they make the most, the most unconventional choices and most creative choices for that. Like, you don't put a character like so invincible like Rajinikanth to the lowest point during the interval block.
So you're talking mostly about how you reinvent within whatever means taking, right?
So basically, like, you feel for the stakes yes, at the point. Yes.
So you thought in Jawan even that was this, less.
That was very much lacking because it was, they developed the Shah Rukh Khan character so much that I couldn't feel the stakes at all for any of the characters.
Older Shah Rukh Khan especially is invincible, right? He's almost like a badass.
But then you develop a great side character and make them the target. I feel that works up a lot. Like, because they're anyways not invincible, right? So at least you can feel for them. This is why I really like Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
Speaking of side characters, side characters, great cameo by Sanjay Dutt, by the way. Seriously. Did not expect that. I was like, okay.
His name was literally there in the
Starting with her, Matya. What
were you doing? No, but still, I was like, listen, it's an acti movie. The fact that there is no Thalapathy Vijay cameo and the Sanjay Dutt cameo is in itself a surprise for me.
Next movie mein aayega, why are you worrying?
I'm not worrying at all. I'm
seeing next Vijay movie, man. Definitely there will be Vijay cameo.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure. I'm damn sure.
And to
conclude, like, in this film, when I saw the second half was like that callback to those trigger pulling sounds.
That
three moments were like smart enough. I felt I appreciated it a lot.
Yes, but agreed.
When the movie ended, I was like, but there could have been more moments like this, there could have been more creative choices like this in the narrative in the first half or so.
You know what the smart thing here was? The main theme of it, if actually focused on it a tad bit more, because the main theme was defects, right? It was defects in the gun. Yeah. It was defects in the medical system.
Defect in the movie itself or whatever. Yeah.
Whatever you can say it. You are saying it in a sarcastic way. I'm saying it in a structure. If you were smart enough.
So the thing is, defects in the gun. So let's get to the point. So the defect in the gun is actually that INSAS rifle thing. They were just reminiscing about that. And Shah Rukh Khan with that Black Ops shirt was like Call of Duty Black Ops kind of guy, cool guy. Shahrukh Khan to look cool. But the thing was,
don't give them ideas. Aditya, next movie they'll do that whole first person POV nonsense.
They already did that in.
They have done that. I watched that movie in the cinema, and it was torturous.
Hardcore Henry and
the thing was, in there is this movie, Tamil movie called Arambam, directed by Vishnu Vardhan, who is also known for his Shersha, Billa also 2007 Billa. So in the Arambam is basically this plot actually. This is the plot actually with Ajit. The plot is actually basically this plot. The thing is, it focuses.
So you mean
on the
to say that Atli took another plot? Wow.
Yeah.
Great
yeah,
job.
Pretty
Atli.
Much. So the thing is, in that movie, a bulletproof vest is pretty much a substandard version is supplied to the paramilitary forces, which pretty much destroys the life of Ajit's friend. And Ajit takes revenge of the defense ministry by hijacking and they're assembling a team with Nayanthara and Arya. They both are hackers, basically. That movie.
Okay.
It's basically Swordfish. It's Swordfish, but with a different context, but with the Indian context.
Yeah, yeah.
So
this is Swordfish.
When that plot point came, I was like, I saw this in Arambam.
Yeah, this sounds like Swordfish, yeah.
Okay, guys, we will need to wrap up because my laptop will die, and if the file doesn't get saved, we are going to basically be without an episode again. So,
yeah,
I will be wrapping it up. I think we discussed Pathan,
cool.
Context, text, Jawan. Everything in very.
The movie's name is Jawan.
Sorry, I said Pathan.
Jawan.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm so mesmerized by still has like ingrained in my brain. Sorry,
Jawan.
So yes,
Anirudh's BGM was pretty much standard for this movie.
Yeah.
On the level of Jailer or Vikram, but still good. It was good.
Jailer also Anirudh.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to go right now because.
No. I mean, it's not that low that the whole thing will die.
But the thing about it is that Anirudh's BGM was great. His songs were made. That's the whole thing. The BGM was.
It was bad. Like the songs were genuinely like not good. I thought.
I like Chaleya. I don't know why people don't like Chaleya. I like Chaleya as a song.
Don't even remember the name of the song. Yeah.
In a vacuum, I like that song. In the movie, they cut it again. Edited.
Where is it?
They cut the song in half.
I don't know why they cut the song. Like choppy editing the songs and Vandayada like
consistency, yes, our
Arian
was saying.
That was inconsistent.
Consistency.
Then if that's so time consuming, they could have just chopped it out.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for listening. Please tell us your thoughts on Jawan and Pathan if you want both. Which one do you prefer? That's the question, I suppose, which we are asking. I'm asking that. But if you want to follow Arithyan and Amartya and Aryan, you can do it all on Instagram. All the handles will be in the description. Because my laptop is running out of battery, I'm having to wrap up quickly. And next we will discuss something great, I suppose, about whatever Big is releasing, right? We want more reach. So what next is releasing, guys?
Leo.
Creator.
No, before that.
Creator.
No.
Alan Blocker.
Operation Raniganj.
What is that?
Akshay Kumar ka naya movie.
Oh God.
The Great Bharat Rescue.
Done. I think that is khatam.